Other side drive flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Music.
Go.
Segments.
Clean.
Sports.
We're good.
Hosts.
Go.
Other side drive, this is KTSW San Marcos, and we are go for flight.
Roger that, KTSW. T-minus 10 seconds and counting. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff! You're tuned in to Other Side Drive from KTSW San Marcos.
This is Chris Henry and Kelsey Nichols with Other Side Drive's Campus Arts Update.
Confessions of a Design Thief is an art exhibition in the JC Mini building in Galleries 1 and 2. The exhibition features work by South African artist Garth Walker.
This week we spoke with Maya Wright, who is the Assistant Professor of Communication Design at the School of Art and Design. Wright has been emailing Garth Walker over the past year planning the art exhibition, which was originally featured in New York.
This was a show that was put together in New York City by a graphic design professor there, and I contacted her to see if we could bring the show here because it's a rare opportunity for us in San Marcos to see graphic design from South Africa. It's halfway across the world, and it comes from a very different visual culture, so it doesn't look like American design, it doesn't look like European design, which is a lot of what we look at here in school when we teach design history. And in our everyday lives, you know, the design that surrounds us looks very American. And Garth Walker, this South African designer, makes design that is very much rooted in his experience as a South African. And so it has a completely different aesthetic to it. So my role in bringing the exhibit here was to contact the curator in New York and request that we travel the exhibition here to Texas State.
Garth Walker will be speaking on Texas State's campus November 15th at 3:30 in the JC Mitty building, room 2121.
He's going to be flying to Texas from South Africa, which is a long way to come, to talk about the work that is in the gallery and also to show some a few more recent projects to put it all in context for us. So everyone is invited.
When speaking of Walker, Wright said that he is a graphic designer who does a lot of different kinds of work and has many styles.
He designed in that vein, he designed a tunnel for the World Cup when it was held in South Africa summers ago, and designed a new typeface for the Constitutional Court of South Africa using handwriting of political prisoners who were held there during the apartheid era. And so a lot of his work is really related to South African politics and history. It's also a really kind of global country. You know, it's a very cosmopolitan country representing people from all different backgrounds. And so all of that comes through in his work. So the gallery shows a lot of his work, and then it also shows some actual packaging design that he just picks up from stores and shops around Durban, South Africa, that are used as inspiration for him. And it also has a bunch of photographs that he's taken. He likes to travel around the country and take photos of hand-painted signs, gravestones, packaging, storefronts, different examples of just everyday design and typography.
This exhibit will show a graphic design which is different from what is usually shown in the exhibits.
Well, it's a nice chance to see communication design or graphic design in the gallery because it's less often that we have exhibitions like that. In terms of recent shows that it's similar to, there was a political poster exhibition last fall, and that was a graphic design show that was a bunch of different designers were represented, but they were all posters that had to do with social issues, political issues, and this is pretty similar in that it's also graphic design. It's not limited to posters because he does work as large as type on the side of a building, and ranging to also posters, or print pieces, books, and magazines.
Wright said that the exhibit has a lot of political influences from the South African presidential election of 1994.
And so in that way, I think that it's similar to the political poster show last year. So graphic design students or anyone who's interested in politics around the world or you know international studies, I really think that it appeals to people outside of art and design as well.
Confessions of a Design Thief is currently being shown and goes until November 18th. For more information at txstate.edu. From the other side of radio, this is Kelsey Nichols and Chris Henry with Campus Arts.